status of negotiations with Bickford?
Right now, it looks as though we won't be signing him. I guess, you know, anything can change, but right now, tomorrow is the deadline. But I would say right now, we probably won't have a deal in place.
Is it strictly money? Because it just seems insane to me that an 18-year-old would walk.
Yeah, and that's why I wouldn't jump to conclusions. I guess I would say is, you know, just to judge and things like that. So, you know, I guess out of fairness, I would just say, look, I mean, like anything, offers are made. No doubt about it. So, you know, we've definitely made an offer, and it just doesn't look like it's going to be accepted. So, but I wouldn't jump to conclusions on, like you said, 18 years old, things like that. There's just a lot of information sometimes that isn't out there.
Do you have money available to go over slot with them, or?
Yeah, we have money in our pool. We have money in our pool. So I think we're capable. Like anything, I think. Unless players don't want to sign, I think we're capable of signing. I mean, I guess there's maybe a few guys that we took later that really want to go to school and they're committed to go to school. But other than that, I don't want to speak for him or the family or things like that.
But you have a fair amount of money in that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like what, over $1 million, right?
I mean, I don't have the exact amount in front of me, but I mean, we definitely have the ability on any one of our remaining signees to go over slot. And, you know, and I know I'm being evasive on this, you know, out of respect to all parties involved. I guess I would just ask you guys to not jump to conclusions on, you know, people immediately jump to, well, you know, money or greed or things like that. And I wouldn't. I think without all the information, I don't think it's fair. So it's all.
Without all the information, there's little else to jump to.
I know, and you know what? Sometimes I wish I could say more, but I can't. So,
I mean, you say if there is other information, and you say, well, if it's not money, what is this?
Well, I didn't say it's money. I guess at the end of the day, look, the way the process is set up is that almost all players in the top three rounds, for the most part, will receive offers from the club. Doesn't mean that they'll be accepted, and it doesn't mean that the offers make sense or whatnot, or there's not other extenuating circumstances. So, you know, because I guess I would say this is that if the club does not make offers of 40% of slot within the first three rounds, then you would not get the draft pick back the following year. So, for example, if you chose with your third rounder to not offer him anything, or below 40% of slot value, you would not be eligible to get that draft pick back. So I guess what I would say is you can feel like for all teams, for the most part, if somebody in the top three rounds does not sign, I think it's safe to say that you know that, and they got the draft pick back, we can all conclude that they were offered at least 40% of slot value at a minimum. Now, they may have been offered more than that, well more than that. They may have been offered 140% of slot value. Those are things that are kept private between the club and the player. But, if players are going to get the slot, I guess I would say that I expect us to get the draft pick back the following year. So that could tell you, it doesn't tell you what our offer is, but it tells you that, you know, we've definitely made an offer. It just doesn't look like it's going to be accepted.
So it's a calculated risk, but a safe one.
Well, I mean, when you say safe,
Well, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, you know, you get the 11th pick back the following year.
I don't know if you'll answer this or not, but did you get new information about Bickford after you drafted him?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to say.